Thank you, Brother Gary. Indeed, it is a privilege for my wife Donna and I to be here and to share with you an update of what God is doing through the ministry of Heralds of Hope. Appreciated the song that was led as well. We are on the Lord's side. Savior, we are thine. And the promise of that God's truth and power will prevail. And then the scripture reading from Ephesians there, the importance of us working together to build God's kingdom in these last days. Do we not believe that we are living in the last days? And that is one of the encouraging in my personal life and walk of faith in these last 4.5 years that I've been involved in the ministry of Heralds of Hope, is to see how God has not only given us the opportunity to share his word now in 13 different languages around the world, over 300 broadcasts per week, and then also all the Bibles last year, in preparing the board report, I noted that we had distributed over 7,400 copies of God's Word in different countries of the world last year. What better investment is there than to make possible a copy of God's own Word for a seeking heart that is hungry for the truth of God's Word and that sends us requests, like is on page 12 of the testimony booklet. The first paragraph, I humbly write with deep emotion and a strong sense of gratitude for your love in sending to me the Holy Bible. And the last paragraph is a testimony from the prison superintendent, Charles O. Hansen, in the country of Ghana, Africa, where we have sent him at one time 360 Bibles this last year for his prison Bible study ministry. He says there, we thank you for the Bibles to our prisoners. Tamale is a Muslim community. They are Muslims because Islamic religion in Ghana started in the town of Tamale. Their imams have told them that it is an abomination for a Muslim to read a Bible or even to handle a Bible. However, those Muslims in prison always watch how I distribute your Bibles and tracts to the other prisoners. They watch how we worship God and how we preach about salvation and forgiveness of sin, etc. Some of the Muslims have accepted Christ and now worship with us. Unfortunately, if these Muslims accept Christ in prison, their family rejects them and does not even accept them when they are released from prison. God bless you and all our supporters. And I want to pass that thanks on to each one of you who pray and give to make the Bible distribution ministry possible through Heralds of Hope. Another exciting part of our whole Bible distribution program is the Old Order Amish churches in Holmes County, Ohio, had made contact with us at Heralds of Hope and asked if they could be involved in our Bible distribution ministry. In fact, after a visit to our headquarters a number of years ago, they actually returned to Ohio and developed a 501c3 organization where they could accept donations from their Old Order Amish district churches. And so they call that the Hope Bible Fund, and we provide brochures for them to give out to their people. And they have supported the Bible distribution ministry of Heralds of Hope the last number of years to the tune of around $15,000 to $16,000 from the Old Order Amish churches in Holmes County, Ohio. And that's just exciting to us to see how, as even was referred to there in our opening song, how we together can help build God's kingdom and distribute the word of God and the truth of God, even through the Bible distribution and then the Bible teaching broadcast. Now back to page one. I will review some of the testimonies that we've received from the 13 different languages that we are now broadcasting in. First of all, they're starting with the Albanian language. We have contact directly with Radio 7 that has a network of stations that reaches pretty well the whole country of Albania, a former communist country, where the leader had made a pledge that till he got done with the stamping out religion and God in the country of Albania, nobody will even know about that there is a God. And today there is a real spiritual hunger in the country of Albania. First paragraph there. Your programs on the book of Romans have been a great help for me. I can't go to church even though I desire it so much, as my family belongs to another religion, probably Muslim. So radio is so important for me. Understanding the word of God is not always easy when you do not have a teacher or a Christian friend. But praise God for my friends through the radio. In the study on the book of Romans, I have seen things which I haven't seen before. Thank you for this study. We hear this repeated over and over again, that there's not a Christian church or their family does not allow them to attend a Christian church. So they depend upon all their Bible teaching and Christian fellowship from the radio signal of the Bible teaching programs. Second language there is Arabic in Baghdad, Iraq. Now, we all know that millions and billions of U.S. dollars have been spent on destruction in the country of Iraq. But God had called out a Christian man who happened to know someone in the Iraqi government and was able to get a license to operate a small Christian radio station in Baghdad, Iraq. And they contacted us to give us the opportunity, and we are broadcasting twice a week in the Arabic language in Baghdad, Iraq, every Wednesday and Saturday afternoon. I believe it's at 3 o'clock. If you want to especially pray for that broadcast, again, we don't know how long we'll have that opportunity. But while God has given us the opportunity, we are able to share those two programs a week. And as that note states there, the manager reports an average of 20 responses per program. Two programs a week, that's 40 responses from the Arabic language broadcast in Baghdad, Iraq. Questions for about salvation, requests for a Bible, for a copy of literature, for prayer requests, and so on. 40 a week in the Muslim country of Baghdad, Iraq. That's at a cost of $75 per program or $150 a week. And the only committed support that we have for that Arabic broadcast is $25 a month. So maybe God would have someone help in the support of the Arabic broadcast in Baghdad, Iraq. Page two. We have the two different language dialects that we broadcast weekly in Ethiopia, and this is in cooperation with Transworld Radio, who is the world's largest evangelical radio broadcast ministry, where they broadcast in over 200 different languages of the world. We cooperate with them in the majority of our foreign language. What that means is they have access to our Bible teaching scripts of all that the sermons that heralds have been produced for the weekly English broadcast by Dr. Yoder, previously, and then today by our president and Bible teacher, J. Mark Horst, who is a nephew of Dr. Yoder's wife, Isabel. And then they hire a native Christian to translate our English script, then produce the program, do the airing, and then do the follow-up and send us either a quarterly or biannual report. If you notice there in italics, in the middle of the page there on page 2, the last 6 months' report stated that they had received from our weekly Amharic program 261 responses. And the last paragraph there, I'd like to read that testimony. I got Jesus, how? Via your radio program. Your message is church here in the Muslim-dominated area. People are listening. One day they will receive Jesus just like I did. Be aware that God's agenda is with you. Then in the Oromo language there in Ethiopia, the last paragraph there, thank you for sending Heralds of Hope program on air for our spiritual food. I appreciate the abundant blessing God is pouring on me through this program. I learn many new things from this Bible study, and it grows my spiritual life. I get from it immeasurable blessing and many, many useful lessons. Again, we believe that as we're living in the last days, there's just not enough time to train enough missionaries, to learn enough of the languages of the world, to get the hope and truth of salvation out to the unreached people groups in the far corners of the world. And this is why we believe God is calling us to use the radio signal to be able to reach the far villages and unreached people groups of the world. And it's just been such a blessing to me personally to see how since the March of 2009, we have increased from 8 language groups to now 13 language groups. Most of those 5 language groups, I'll point them out. One of them was the Arabic language, one of the 5. Our outreaches that include a lot of unreached people groups as well as Muslim countries and people groups. Can't help but feel it's God's mercy in these last days wanting to give these people one more chance to hear the hope and power of salvation. Page 3, the Guarani language, a tribal language in Paraguay. We broadcast 6 days a week on a station, 14 station network. And it's exciting to hear the response after a visit that J. Mark and Joyce made, that there were new believers that had accepted the Lord through the radio broadcast, had went to a local village there that J. Mark and Joyce had visited to receive baptism and some teaching before going back home and starting a church in that village of that Guarani village in Paraguay. So tonight there is a church fellowship in a village, in a Guarani village in Paraguay as a result of the Bible teaching programs. The first paragraph there, it is very important to hear this kind of program. It personally gives me great force. I would encourage you to continue its support for the transmission of it. And I pass that challenge and encouragement on to each one of you. The bottom of page 3 there, the Hausa language in Nigeria. This is a people group, mostly Muslim, about 40 million people, that Transworld Radio was building a new station in Benin, West Africa, and had challenged us to choose one of the unreached people groups that would be under the sound of that radio signal. They sent us a 10-page list of unreached people groups on both sides of the paper. And we said, well, help us out. They suggested the Hausa people. And if you've been in tune with the news, you've heard about the suffering and persecution of Christians in northern Nigeria. This Muslim group called Boko Haram has been slaughtering the Christian people there in northern Nigeria as late as over Christmas holidays, Christmas services. I believe there were 23 Christians hacked to death. And that Muslim group, Boko Haram, that is a phrase, a house of phrase. And so our Bible teaching weekly broadcast is going out in the house of language. Pray for God's anointing and blessing on his word as it goes forth to the house of people in northern Nigeria. First paragraph testimony there: I am really benefiting from your programs, and I am grateful for your spiritual teaching. My wife and I are really enjoying your programs. That would have been the second of the five languages that we've added since 2005. Page 4, the Hindi language in India. We're broadcast 5 days a week by shortwave. That is, you'll notice in the PowerPoint pictures later that J. Mark Horst and Joyce and their daughter Rachel and a board member couple had visited the studio there that prepares the Hindi language broadcast in India. But then it is sent out to the shortwave station that TWR broadcasts on in Kirkuk, Russia, and then beamed back into the country of India because the Indian government does not allow Christian broadcasting in the country. So the studio there prepares the program and all that, and then it's sent to Russia and beamed back into the country in the Hindi language. Spanish language, I believe it's over 55 times a week in Central and South America. Our Spanish program is downloaded on different Spanish stations from HCJB's satellite. Then on page 6, the Swahili language of Kenya, Africa. It was, I believe, in December of 2010 when we received a request from Transworld Radio in Kenya, who has a network of 6 stations that pretty well blanket the country there of Kenya and reaches into some of the surrounding countries, where they requested our broadcast on a 5 days a week at a cost of $700 a week for a total annual cost. If you take 700 times 52 weeks, over $36,000 a year. They were requesting this for the unreached people groups in the Swahili language, as well as the church in the Swahili language is described as 1 mile wide and 1 inch deep. You know what they're saying? A lot of new Christians that have been saved from idol worship and Muslim worship and so on, and they need Bible teaching. Would you please provide your broadcast 5 days a week? Well, now, if you were a board member of Heralds of Hope, and in a time of economic downturn, when the Transworld Radio bill is already over $10,000 a month, and you wonder each month how God's going to pay that bill, would you have the faith to sign your name on the dotted line saying, yes, we will respond to the cry of the need for Bible teaching in the Swahili language to reach unreached people groups and to build up the church with Bible teaching and giving them a solid foundation? In a time of economic downturn when the cost is going to be over $36,000 a year, what's your faith? Would you sign your name to the dotted line? Well, you know what our great God did? He made that decision easy for the board of directors. You know how he did it? 1 week before the board meeting where that decision needed to be made, we received a will estate gift of $25,000. Now, do you think God, if God is able to provide 2/3 of the first year's contract cost for that broadcast, before we even ever start the process of signing the contract and preparing the programming and so on, that he can continue to pay the bill of $3,000 a month? For sure. Amen. However, I must confess that my faith some months is pretty weak. And I have to remind him, God, there's another $3,000 bill here. Where's it going to come from? But God has been proving himself faithful and true in supplying the needs. And it's just been such an encouragement, such a blessing. Well, I must keep moving. Page 6, the bottom of page 6 is the Turkish language in Turkey. And again, this was a very divinely orchestrated event in enabling this ministry. We are now broadcasting three times a week in Turkish and once a week in English in this Muslim country of Turkey. 2 years ago in January, this last January, we had a church meeting in a local church there to our headquarters. And afterwards, the leadership asked us if we were interested in producing our program in the Turkish language. We said, sure, how and why? He said, well, we support a missionary by the name of Ken West in Ankara, Turkey. And he has a friend of his that wants to start a Christian radio station, and he's looking for some good Bible teaching programs. And so they were going to pursue that possibility. Well, it was just 2 or 3 weeks later when J. Mark and I were attending the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee, where there were over 4,000 attendees that week. But it just so happened, in quotation marks, that we were at a Trans World luncheon room there, and this tall Arabic man approached J. Mark and I, introduced himself as Sonar Tufan. He said, I'm starting a new Christian radio station in Ankara, Turkey. Ah, that rang a bell. So we asked him, do you know missionary Ken West? He said, yeah, he's a friend of mine. He's trying to find some Bible teaching programs for my new radio station. And we just said, wow, God. Wow, God. He brought us together at that point in time. So today we are broadcasting 3 days a week in Turkish, once a week in English, and that church, local church there, is paying the bill of $2,500 per quarter to make that happen. Don't we serve a great God? Praise his holy, worthy name. Then the English broadcast in Africa twice a week, in Asia, in the Middle East, including Bethlehem, Israel, every Sunday afternoon. And then the literature thank yous on page 8, the first paragraph. We do an annual Bible study mailing to our international mailing list called the Hope Herald. The Hope Herald has helped me immensely in understanding the Bible and has personally enhanced the Bible study and Sunday school lessons in my church from a pastor in Nigeria. And we hear that over and over again, how even our broadcast are listened to and notes taken so that then that's what they use for their messages in their church services or in their Bible studies in their church services. Or that people will invite their neighbors and villages to come and to listen to the radio broadcast in their homes as a means of evangelism and spreading the truth of the word. And so it's just exciting to be a part of God's kingdom building in these last days in these different language groups around the world. And we praise him for his giving us the opportunities, as well as many people just like you across the North America who pray and who give to make it all possible. Now I'll just quickly refer to 9, 10, and 11 here, which is the three outreach ministries, the international partner ministries, including Vijay Singapogu from Hope Outreach Ministries in Hyderabad. You'll be noticing pictures from Jay Mark's visit and pastor training and so on there. Page 10, in Nepal, Kathmandu, Nepal, our supporters help with the monthly support for 16 girls rescued from the sex trade in the country of Nepal, as well as the pastors' conferences and the printing of Dr. Yoder's St. John booklets to use in evangelism there. Very active church plant there, and you'll see pictures about that as well. And page 11, the Torch Ministries is Pastor Ohani Kuma leads a ministry called Torch Ministries in Ghana, Africa, that we help provide Bibles for the junior high students in the public schools of Ghana. They hold Bible classes there and have 10 to 14,000 junior high students enrolled in his Bible courses, and we try to keep up with his need of Bibles for those that complete the courses or for those that want to study the courses but don't have a Bible. And so that's our privilege to work with Pastor Ohini in that. I think that's a good general overview of the ministry, and now we'll go ahead and my wife will show the PowerPoint. And what the PowerPoint is it's, as I said, is J. Mark's trip at the end of October, first part of November, to Nepal and India. And then the last few slides are of my wife and I and John Sensnick's trip to Benin City, Africa, in response to a heart's cry from Pastor Sunday, who found the Lord through Heralds of Hope radio ministry back in the early 90s, and has since planted a main church there in Benin City, as well as at three outpost areas, and has requested Bible teaching. And at the our session there in the end of November, we had an afternoon session with 16 area pastors who have since requested that we send a Bible teaching team to Benin City for a pastor's conference every November, and be sure to bring along at least a supply of 1,000 Bibles, because we need Bibles in our churches to distribute to the new believers. And so there's a few pictures on that trip as well. Okay, you ready?
Searching the scriptures, the blessed scriptures, seeking the Savior day by day, striving to learn the wondrous story. What does the blessed Bible say?
In our Lord's commission to his disciples in Matthew 28, he commanded us to teach all nations, that is, all peoples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you.
Join in glory by the King commanded, ask of the Lord for me and thee.
Tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. Incredible India, land of rich contrasts, the modern and the ancient, the rich and the poor, the light of the gospel and the darkness of Hinduism, Islam, and tribal religions. We had the wonderful privilege of fellowshipping with our partners in ministry, the staff of Good Books Education Trust. These wonderful servants of the Lord produce our daily Hindi language broadcasts in India, provide listener follow-up, operate a Christian bookstore, offer Bible correspondence courses, and much more. Brother Stephen Paul, manager of Good Books Education Trust, is the voice of the Hindi programs Asha Deep, or Light of Hope. The offices and studio of Good Books Education Trust are located in the city of Ranchi in Jharkhand State, India. Our board member, Leonard Wenger, and his wife Sharon joined us for the time of ministry in Asia. Here we are with Stephen and Joyce Paul in the offices of Good Books Education Trust. One highlight of our time with the Good Books staff was our visit to Chandwa Child Development Center, a school for local tribal children with few educational opportunities. When we arrived there, we received a traditional tribal welcome as we entered the gates of the compound. Here, these precious children receive a well-rounded education, which to the displeasure of some of their parents, includes the gospel. Despite this displeasure, these parents keep sending their children to the school because their educational opportunities are limited. Please pray that the gospel seeds would find fertile soil. This large tree on the campus was a classroom before any buildings existed on the site, and it is still used that way in some of the hottest days of the year. The vehicles you see parked beneath the tree give you some perspective of its size. It was also our great joy to meet some of the radio listeners and to hear their testimonies, sharing how they came to know Christ by listening to Asha Deep. The brother on the right side of the picture is Shet Sonwani, one of our former translators for the Hindi program. Here are Joyce and our daughter Rachel, pictured with Neelam, one of the staff of Good Books Education Trust. She's very active in the follow-up program with women and children. Shet Sonwani, our traveling companion during our time in Ranchi, took us to visit Bihar Mennonite Church, where I had preached on our previous visit in 2006. Here is our group from the U.S. with the pastor and his family. Truly, we were blessed to see the effects of your partnership in reaching many Hindi-speaking people for Christ. This is our first glimpse of the city of Kathmandu, Nepal, from the air. We traveled here to participate in a two-day pastor's seminar. Traveling Nepali style includes rooftop luggage racks and close fellowship inside the vehicle. At our first session, the classroom was filled to capacity. The attendance was double what Pastor Anand Sinha had expected, and some in this group traveled 3 to 4 hours to attend this seminar. Pastor Anand served as my translator throughout the seminar. Some of the topics addressed during the seminar were: Will Christians Go Through the Tribulation?, Christian Ethics, The Inerrancy of Scripture, Must Christians Observe the Passover?, and much more. These topics were chosen by Pastor Anand and the church elders. Before, after, and in between sessions, there was time for fellowship and sharing about the things they were learning. Not many of the participants knew English very well, so our personal interaction with them was limited. Here is Pastor Leonard Wenger, one of our board members from Dalton, Ohio. He had the opportunity to speak on issues relating to Christians in business. Barnabas, a sincere and humble Nepali brother in the Lord, is translating for him. The ladies in our group also had the privilege of teaching pastors' wives and ladies from the congregation. Joyce, Sharon Wenger, and Rachel all took their turns, while Rebecca, Pastor Anand's niece, did the translating. The lady in the foreground of this photo is a Muslim convert. She and her husband lead a congregation of Muslim background believers in the Kathmandu area. Their group is small but growing. Here, her husband, Pastor Barnabas, witnesses to Muslim men outside a mosque on Friday afternoon. Several of the older orphan girls help with the cooking and other logistical details of the pastor's seminar. With Rachel and Sharon from the left are Esther, Sharmila, Rachel, Ritu, and Kalpana. This group photo was taken at the end of the two-day seminar. The attendance was reduced on the second day by heavy rain the previous night and throughout the day. Mudslides and other travel hazards kept some of the earlier attendees at home. The Kathmandu Valley is a very beautiful place. Take note of the terraces and how the rice is planted on them. I took these pictures on our way to an outlying village where Pastor Anand and the congregation hope to build a meeting place for the Zion Salvation Church. Pastor Anand stands on the site of the future church building. Since our trip, work has begun on the foundation of a building that will seat 200 people, Nepali style. The estimated cost of the building is $20,000. The Hindu landlord who rents a meeting room to the Zion Church only allows one Saturday meeting each week. Here, some of the men from the church gather on a nearby hillside for a time of prayer and fasting, asking God for funds to build a new meeting place. Rachel quickly won the hearts of the orphan girls, the younger ones, and the older ones too. Several of the older ones were recently baptized and joined the Zion Church congregation. Your partnership not only meets spiritual needs, but physical ones as well. This solar water heater provides hot water for bathing, washing dishes, and doing laundry. Propane is very expensive, and electricity is frequently interrupted. The small solar power unit pictured here provides lighting so the girls can study in the evenings. The latest addition to our family of Hope Radio programs is the Nepalese program, aired on 9 local FM stations with a potential audience of 14 million people. We had the wonderful privilege of meeting Simon Suba, the team leader for Transworld Radio Nepal. Pradeep Dakal is the translator and speaker for the Nepalese program and works in the region of West Nepal. What a blessing for Anand and Priscilla and our group from the U.S. to meet this dedicated servant of the Lord. Surely, God is pleased with our working together to share the gospel in Nepal. As the perfect ending to our time in the Kathmandu Valley, our flight to Hyderabad, India took us above the clouds and gave us breathtaking glimpses of the Himalayas. Shyam, pictured on the left, is a new convert to Christianity and the nephew of Nepal's finance minister. The picture on the right is from a recent ministry trip Pastor Anand took to the eastern part of Nepal. Hyderabad, India was our next stop for a number of ministry opportunities. We were there by the invitation of Hope Outreach Ministries, led by Pastor Vijay Sigapobu and his wife Sukanya. The one-day pastor's seminar was well attended, even though a transportation strike kept many attendees away. The group engaged in enthusiastic singing and attentive listening. Pastor Leonard and I had the honor of addressing the first graduates of Hope Bible Training Institute, a division of Hope Outreach Ministries. This training program for pastors and their wives consists of classroom teaching and practical application in the field, working under the guidance of experienced pastors. Here, the graduates listened attentively to the commencement address. 5 graduates received their diplomas in recognition of their completion of the course. As guests in India, we were treated like royalty and honored by their gifts. Pray that these graduates will exercise faithfulness to their calling and have a fruitful ministry for Jesus Christ. It was a special privilege to distribute gifts to the pastors and their wives who attended the seminar. A copy of Dr. Jayotis Yoder's Expositions from the Gospel of John, translated into the Telugu language, was a special blessing. At the conclusion of the meetings, many people came asking for prayer. One couple we prayed for had a 9-year-old daughter, and they asked us to pray that God would give them a son. Several weeks after we returned home, Pastor Weejay sent an email informing us that this couple is now expecting a child. Praise the Lord! In Hyderabad, Joyce and Sharon had opportunities to minister to the women. Women are very vulnerable in Hindu culture and often live with abusive, alcoholic husbands. Christian women need lots of encouragement to be faithful under such circumstances. Rachel's heart for the little ones endeared her to them and them to her. Sadly, children are often the collateral damage of abusive family situations, and many are undisciplined. A highlight of our time in Hyderabad was the dedication of a new sewing center in Kattapalli village. Treadle machines are reliable anywhere and at any time. In the photo on the left, Sister Sukanya shares with the ladies about the things they will learn in the sewing classes. Personal hygiene, good nutrition, and the love of Jesus are all part of the curriculum. These village women, who are mainly Hindu, listen eagerly and anticipate learning a skill to support their families. They will receive much more than they think, as the love of Jesus is shown to them and taught to them. Joyce had the honor and privilege of performing the ribbon cutting of this new sewing center outreach in Kattapalli village. Afterward, our team enjoyed lunch with Pastor Isaac and his family. He is one of the graduates from Hope Bible Training Institute. Another highlight of the trip was the privilege of participating in the baptismal service for 3 converts. The 2 ladies are domestic workers in Weejay and Sukanya's home. Following the baptisms, there were testimonies in word and song and the observance of the Lord's table. It was a beautiful culmination of our worship experiences with our Indian brothers and sisters. Simeon, a new believer from Muslim background, is Weejay and Sukanya's faithful, careful driver. He was always ready to serve us. As we said our goodbyes, we gave him a gift as our thanks for his service. Here, the ladies from our group pose with Salome and Maria, who are holding gifts for their children. Sukanya told us that if we had bought gifts for these women, their husbands would most likely have taken them and sold them. Brothers and sisters, a new day is dawning for the church in India, and we are grateful to have a small part in bringing the light of hope to this dark land.
Join in glory
by the King commanded,
ask of the Lord
for me and thee.
Knock at the open door of mercy,
where there is
pardon, whole and free.
On November 29th, Bob Kaufman, his wife Donna, and John Sensnick got their first glimpse of the drab and sprawling Lagos, Nigeria, in this plane window view. Bob and Brother Enoch are standing in front of the Nigerian Bible Society building. Together, these men worked out a plan for Heralds of Hope to purchase Bibles in the country. This will allow your Bible donations to impact many more people. Street scenes in Lagos are similar to other developing countries. Shade tree mechanics offer their services, and vendors ply their wares along busy streets. Ladies carry huge bundles on their heads while carrying babies on their backs. The Herald's team is pictured here with Pastor Sunday and Pastor Jude, director of the warehouse where Bibles and literature are stored after arriving by sea container. In Pastor Sunday's church in Benin City, Nigeria, Brother John teaches principles of finance from a biblical perspective. Sister Donna had the opportunity of having several sessions with the ladies. Question and answer times are always a blessing. Donna was touched throughout the meeting times by the sight of younger ladies translating for the older ones. Here, Bob shares with the audience a message on salvation. Following his teaching, many seekers came for prayer and to dedicate themselves more fully to the Lord Jesus. A highlight of the trip was Bible distribution. Here, Brother Bob presents one of our Hope Bibles to the king of a local village. Donna noticed this little fellow seemed to have a sad countenance, and her grandmother's heart reached out to him. These children are seated at rough benches in a school classroom provided by Pastor Sunday. There are no textbooks, only a few papers and a chalkboard. This was the temporary meeting place, kind of a brush arbor, at one of Pastor Sunday's church plants in an outlying village. $4,000 will purchase land and provide a suitable building for a meeting place for this congregation. Bob and Donna had the privilege of praying for the grieving father of this precious little girl. His wife died in giving birth.
Searching the scripture,
we praise God for the opportunity that Bob and Donna and John had of sharing the message of truth with the believers in Benin City, Nigeria.
What does the blessed Bible say? Going in glory by the King commanded.
Ask of the Lord
for me and thee.
Knock at the
open door of mercy.
Where there is
pardon, all and free.
While I think about it, I want to pass on a special thanks to those ladies' sewing groups from this area that have sent funds over for Pastor Weejay and Sakanya to develop their sewing center ministry there, even in the village that they dedicated that new sewing center there when Jay Marks were over there. Thank you for sharing financially to make that possible. God bless each one. Any questions that anyone has in regards to the report or the pictures here this evening? Reminded me of another interesting Bible story. One of our other contacts through the NRB meetings with Transworld Radio is they have a native Iranian Christian who teaches Bible lessons for their Farsi broadcast in the country of Iran. He also travels to Turkey on a regular basis for a week of intense Bible teaching for the underground church and Christians in the country of Iran, where they can come into Turkey because it's another Muslim country, and he is able to provide Bible teaching for them there. Also, Tony is quite a Tony, and he is very creative in trying to get Bibles into the underground church in Iran. So much so that he has arranged a contact with bootleggers who take whiskey over the mountain of northern Iraq into the country of Iran, because with Iran being a Muslim country, liquor sales aren't allowed. So he made contact with these bootleggers that use donkeys with saddlebags to take Jack Daniels across the mountain. Would you please deliver cases of books for me to Iran and put them on the bus to addresses that I give you? Why in the world would you want to pay that kind of money just to get books? Why don't you just send them books? And he said, never mind. Are you willing to do it? He said, if you pay us the same amount that we get for taking the Jack Daniels across, we'll take your books across. And so Heralds of Hope has had the privilege this last year to send, I think it was $1,250, to help pay for the transportation of Bibles across the mountains of northern Iraq to the underground church in Iran. Praise God for the opportunities to get his word of truth to a seeking soul in a persecuted country like Iran, where to be a Christian is to sign your own death sentence. As I share these different reports of the new broadcast that we have to unreached people groups and to Muslim countries and so on, these people were under the bondage of Satan. Satan does not give up his territory and people easily. While I have rejoiced in how God has given us the opportunity and paid the bills for these broadcasts these last 3 years, I would also testify that there's been times of real spiritual battle where we've sensed Satan's opposition. He does not like what's happening. And so I plead with you for your prayers, for God's anointing and God's protection upon the translation and production and airing of his word in these different Muslim countries and areas where there are unreached people groups. If you are not currently receiving our newsletter that we send out every 6 weeks, I would encourage you to take the envelope that is within the testimony booklet tonight. It has a card in there, and you can write your name and address and check that you would like to receive our newsletter and either drop it back at the table afterwards or else drop it in the mail. As well, that card will give you the opportunity to request our quarterly financial project letter that we send out to those that sign up for it, for different projects that are available, different languages that we broadcast in that we do not have sufficient funding for, or Bible opportunities and so on. Also on the back of that card, would give an opportunity for anyone who would like to give through credit card or bank ACH transfer on either a monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly basis. We are able to set that up, and I know there are some in this area and community that have are sharing in that way. So that is all an opportunity, and you can make note of that on that card and send it into the office or give it to me afterwards this evening. Just a word yet on the display table in the back. We have some of Dr. Yoder's sermon booklets and the testimonies you heard about the broadcast in Romans and so on. And there's about 8 books of the Bible of Dr. Yoder's messages on the radio that we have put to print, and they can you can help yourself to those. Are 2 for $7, 1 for $5, or 2 for $7. And then also there are some of the sermon series that J. Mark has preached over the last year or two. Especially one that I would like to point out is he did a 21-message series on growing the family God's way. We all know that Satan is out to try to destroy the family and family relationships and so on. And he preached a 21-series message that I would encourage at least someone to get in the church and pass it around for your families to listen to as they have time and so on. As well as there's a series, his series on the book of James and the prophet Malachi and 1st and 2nd Timothy is back there. And then also Dr. Yoder had a children's hour story time earlier on the radio. And so those books that he read on the children's hour program are available again. I believe we've had them here before. Some of you probably have purchased some of them. But if your children or grandchildren enjoy listening to good story tapes, why, help yourself to those, as well as my wife's 6 books are back there, 2 children's story books from our time and when we were serving in Canada. And then also a mother and grandmother devotional book and a book on Journey to the Tender Heart of God, personal testimony, as well as Waiting on the Healing Presence of God, and a book on planning and organization and goals in personal ministry. The price for those books are back there, and again, you can send the funds for those in that envelope that you would have in the testimony booklet.